You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, guys. I'm Perry Lyons, New York City Celebrity Psychic. However, as you may have guessed, I have now moved to a small cartoon village in England. I have almost no makeup on, aside from a little too much blush and signature red lipstick. Anyway, I'm here waiting for your call. I'm staring intently at my phone like a lovesick teenager waiting for you. And who are my cherished darlings today? What is that noise? Is that a call? I'm also about to do my psychic tarot weather, as we do every week. Now, the psychic tarot weather goes from this Wednesday through next Wednesday. So, if you're watching this, it applies to you. Everybody says that, but you know what? I started it, and I want people to start paying me for that. Anyway, so I'm very happy to see you, and let's start with the weather. The first card is the beginning of the week. Second card, middle of the week, you know, sort of Saturday, Sunday. And the next card is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So let's see what's going on. And I never picked these up ahead of time. Oh, how interesting. Ooh, I didn't even know I had this card. Sometimes I have this big vat of cards. You know, most psychics keep their cards in a silk and gem encrusted. And it's like, I keep mine in that gym bag, because they know I love them. So the Eight of Fire, this is also known as the Eight of Wands. And this means a lot of things. I'm moving very fast towards a bunch of different goals. Can you see that? There we go. Wait, I've almost got it. There, I did it. It's a very, very kind of garish card. It's a great deck, though. And someday I will remember the name of this deck, and I will tell it to you. Anyway, so what the Eight of Wands means... Oh, hey, Megan in Cranbrook, British Columbia. I'll be with you in a minute. Just as soon as I can find my way out from behind this card.
Help me.
Okay. So this card means that you have a lot of things going on, and it feels like everything's kind of up in the air right now. And it feels like, do I have too many irons in the fire? Do I have so many irons in the fire that I'm going to put the fire out? No. What this means is everything that seems up in the air is actually a bunch of sort of projects, almost like arrows, that are going to hit their target, and things are going to work out. And you guys know me. I don't just say stuff because, like,
I want to make you feel good,
because that's not how life works. But in this case, it should make you feel good, because that's how life is working for you this week, right? Okay. Wow, that's really nice. The next one is from I love this. It's like a very shiny gold tarot deck. It's a Rider Waite. And this is, it is the Seven of Cups. It would be cups if it wasn't the Seven of Pentacles. I'm fine. I had a lot of ice cream right before doing this. And I think the happiness has gone to my head. So, the Seven of Pentacles. The picture is a man looking at a bush full of pentacles. No bush jokes, people. And what he's doing is he's looking at the resources he's already created. So, for instance, this week, I am sending a bunch of stuff I've written over the past years to a literary agent and submitting my poetry to magazines and stuff. And I've had these resources for a long time. I've written every day for the last 20 years. But now is the time, and this applies to you, not me. Now is the time that you are going to be taking all of these resources that you haven't maybe quite had time or courage enough to act on, and you're going to be acting on them, is what you're going to be doing. And it's going to work. All right, so what's the last card? Oh, damn. Okay, that's a good damn, not a bad damn. So you're releasing a lot of inner judgments. And I think you're releasing the inner judgments so you can put your work or your talent or your worth out into the world this week. So for the last 3 days of this week, Archangel Ariel, the strength card, is coming to your help. The strength card is when you're kind of wriggling out, wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. You're wriggling out of old ways of being that haven't served you. Maybe you felt stuck. Maybe you felt like, I can't, you know, all the excuses we give ourselves, and they seem very convincing at the time, all the excuses we give ourselves for not doing what we know is in our best interest and to move our life forward. This is the week for you to do this. And it's Aries. So Aries is always a time of moving forward. I'd also like to say good happy birthday to all my Aries friends, especially my friend Jennifer. And let's take your call. Is it Megan or Megan? What'd she prefer?
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you? I'm happy you're here.
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Do you pronounce your name Megan or Megan?
Megan.
Oh, thank God. So the normal way is what you're saying. And I like to connect people through the birthdays. When is your birthday?
Mm-hmm. May 10th, 1987.
Oh. I have shoes older than here. And oh wow. So you're I have to say that's my favorite week of Taurus. I love Taurus, but that's the Capricorn week of Taurus. So you're like other Tauruses, except you're even more loyal, even more practical, and very spiritual. I have a soft spot for Tauruses. So how can I help you, Nova?
I was just wondering, just trying to get a little bit of insight on what's going to be the outcome of this current separation that I just I'm in right now.
Separation, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
It's a little hard to hear you, so I'm just trying to.
Oh, okay. How's that? That better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
First of all, this is painful. You have a couple kids too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have three?
I have two.
Okay. Yeah, got two. And then they're like, no, she's got three. And I'm like, I'm sorry this is happening, but this is also something that you've known was on its way for a long time. And even though it feels like maybe it was the other person's idea, in a weird way, it's kind of been your idea too, but you're such a good person that you didn't want to think of yourself as somebody who rejects somebody. You know, when people say to me, everything happens for a reason, I just reach for my machete and behead them. I mean that only, not literally, but it annoys me. But in this case, what's happening mm-hmm. is that, and I'm not denying how painful it is. You know, the last time I went through something like this, I lay face down on the floor for a month and watched the movie Jaws 42 times. I still don't mm-hmm. know why. But so give yourself a little time to just deal with it and not feel good. I'm not sure this is going to
I'm not sure you guys are going to get back together, and I'm sorry for saying that. However, there is some really good news here, which is that the person you're supposed to be with is either in your life now or very, very soon on their way. Do you mind if I ask, do you like boys, girls, llamas, what?
Boys.
Cool. I know it's annoying, isn't it? If I could switch that, I would, but it's like, come
good
on.
Question.
Yeah, right? God, really? Mm-hmm. It's like, do I have to like men? Although I will say an interesting thing about you is that, well, there are many interesting things about you. You have a lovely mind. You're always curious. And you're kind. You're not always nice, but you're kind. I think nice is overrated because it's usually kind of phony, but you're kind and you're truthful. Unfortunately, you're truthful with yourself as well as other people, and that can be very difficult. But I think you're kind of doing great, honestly. And you're going to, next year, you got a big birthday, obviously. And I think that this is getting all of the like undergrowth. I think what you're doing is clearing like a whole property, tearing down the old house, and you're going to be building figuratively a new house on that property. And this is part of the clearing thing. And, you know, clearing is, it's painful. I'm actually going to pick a card for you, which I never do almost. Okay, hold on. Because I have a feeling I know what it's going to be. Okay. No, it's a bunch of stuff. Okay. So I would, a couple things. I would ask for help from your family and friends. You tend to be somebody who doesn't ask for help. That's not a criticism. That's just because, yeah, right? I know. There's a reason I know that, right?
True.
I'm the same way. But the thing is, sometimes we're doing our friends and family a favor by letting them know we trust them enough to ask for help. And you've given so many people so many helps. You know what I mean? You've given so much to so many people. Give them a gift of letting them give back. Okay. There's also, I see, I realize this sounds a little crazy, but either you're going to be the person, next person you're going to be with is also going to have a kid. But hold on, there. And you're feeling very much kind of under attack right now. There's a lot of legal stuff you're having to deal with. Yeah, I know, sweetie. But you know, the great thing about this card is this person who's being attacked by like five unknown people, she wins. So, and what's the last card? And the last card I got for you was the Justice card, which I just dropped. Oh, no, there it is. This is a great card. And the Justice card we get when somebody who has done so much for other people and hasn't, you know, there are times when you could have filed lawsuits or you could have sued people or and you didn't because you're kind. And as somebody who is kind and also a bit of a dope, because it's like, oh, help me. Sorry. My backdrops have fell down. What I would do is A, consult a good lawyer. And B, know that you're going to be reaping the good karma. You have a lot of good karma. You've helped a lot of people. And you've also done a lot of good stuff that people don't know about. You really have.